Good Monday morning, fine folks, and welcome to another edition of Black Sheep Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares his insights on life and living. He understands that finding balance can be quite challenging, right?
Oh, it is indeed.
Yeah.
And finding the honesty is quite challenging sometimes, and finding not just the honesty, but why. Why are we even asking the question? Why are we even looking? Why are we doing the things we're doing? All this stuff, man, it just, we live in interesting times, and our coconuts, our brains, that's right, folks, what's inside our heads? Yeah, it's an interesting little ball, filled with miracles and magic, filled with unbelievable experiences, potential. Oh. Anyhow, my apologies. Continue on.
His insights...
Yes.
Come from his years as a psychotherapist.
Yes.
And his many, many life experiences, which we have discussed on the show.
Yes.
If you want to find us, we're on Facebook, we're Black Sheep Rebranded.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email me at Rebecca@rstherapygroup.com.
You love saying that, don't you?
I do.
I know.
Makes me feel so important. Sometimes I spell it out and sometimes I don't.
Yeah, but it's cute because every time you point at yourself, it's like there's a video of this.
Okay.
So yes. Email Rebecca. She'll direct it to Sherry and me. She'll do whatever it needs to be done, and just let Rebecca do the Rebecca thing.
Yes, and I'm quite anxious to hear what he has to talk about today because he changed the music on me. I don't know what we're talking about.
Well.
So, without further ado, here's Rick.
And so good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Sir Rick.
I came flying in here to record this. And you said, oh, we're not using this. And I'm like, no, we're going to use this song. And then, oh, no, we're going to use this song. And she said, well, what about? And I said, no. What we were going to record, we're not going to record. I know I said we were going to do, we're going to talk about Dark Empaths. And I do want to do a couple shows because it's fascinating. It's truly fascinating. However, I had this person who, sat down, told me, and I've heard this story so many times, and I hear it from so many, predominantly women, but both men and women. They have no value unless they have tons of money, and they have no value unless they're making tons of money. And so let us go to Billy Idol, Money Money. Folks, that is, of course, Billy Idol singing Money Money, 1987. That is a live performance. And that is a song that, you know, back in the day was a very popular song because that's all we wanted was money, more money, 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 money. Give me money and I'll be happy. And the words are actually in that song. You know, I'll be happy. I'll be happy with the money. It's an interesting bit of reality, though, because we're not actually finding the happiness with money that people thought we would. And so back in the day, back in the 80s, this is when the big shift was happening towards more and more women having to go to work because of the cost of living and also because of what people wanted. it's not just cost of living, but it's also our inherent greed, our inherent desire to have more. What do you think about that, Rebecca?
I can totally agree with that.
What do you mean?
That as we're able to afford more, we want more and more and more. We want to keep up with the Joneses.
Who are the Joneses?
I don't know. Could be the Smiths.
Okay, who are the Smiths?
The next door neighbor.
Ah, who is the next door neighbor?
Somebody who we want to be better than.
Ah, we want to be better. And money is the only way to measure that, right?
Apparently so. Sad, isn't it? I wouldn't think so, but...
So, I'm going to... So, I was chatting away with a client, and we were talking about struggles that his wife is having with her being at home with a new baby and diminished income and diminished value and diminished. This is going to sound like I'm going down some pathway of stupidity. 45 years ago, I remember my Aunt Ruth Ann saying to me, we're chatting about racism. We're chatting about, you know, all the things, you know, to do with racism. And she said, you know, I never understood how people would have black slaves taking care of their white children when the white children would be their prized possession. And I said, well, that was the problem, is that they were seen as a possession. She says, yeah, but still, you know, the idea of having the lowest of the low class people that, you know, white slave owners thought, and they would have the blacks taking care of their children. And they never, ever put together that, is that really the best situation to be out there? Right? Like, why wouldn't you want to personally be the one to raise your children? Well, in part because raising children is tough work. Really tough work. And so again, so this idea of having people take care of your kids is as old as humanity. It truly is, folks. As an enlightened society, which supposedly we are, and in 2024, you would think we would have grown to have some sort of true connection between value and the value not being monetary, but the value for social outcome, for a bigger picture. But the only value that we seem to put on is money. So recently, you know, a couple of days ago, this kid down south in the U.S. took a gun to school. And took the gun and killed 4 people and shot 9 others. Parent has now been charged. So the FBI went to this family a year ago and said, when this kid was 13, and said, this kid has posted stuff online about a school shooting. And the parent said, well, we have hunting guns, but he has no access to them. All while ignoring the fact that if your son's posting this stuff, that's a little bit concerning. It's not kids will be kids. It's concerning. And that concern should be met with, you know, truly parenting. And so now that father has now been charged with 4 counts of manslaughter for assisting this child to get this gun and to teach this kid how to use a gun and to teach him to be a good shot. More and more, the idea of parents actually be responsible for what their kids do. There's another case where a few months back, some parents were finally convicted for their role in their child creating a mass shooting. The idea of parenthood, the idea of pulling your hair out, and the idea of having little kids and having the energy to keep up with these little kids is tough. And anybody who doesn't think that it's tough should stay home for a week or two with their little ones. And I see so often, and like I said, it's mainly women, where men are devaluing and society is devaluing the true value, the true presence to have people be there to raise these children. I laugh my ass off all the time, and I mean this sincerely, folks. People go, oh my God, kids today. Well, where the heck did these kids come from? Where did they come from? Where? They came from people who just like the and this isn't about being black or white or Asian or anything else, but I'm just using it as an example. Where did this come from? When we displaced the responsibility for raising these children onto something else. I've spoken about teachers that I have as clients who lose their minds over parents who, you know, my child's allergic to the cold. No, your child is not allergic to the cold. Parents who go into the schools and go, how dare you fail my child? Well, your child failed because your child didn't do any work. How dare you do that? You know, what will that do to their self-esteem? Well, how about if you actually take the self-esteem and you put it in the right place? So where should the self-esteem be starting? It should be starting with you doing something to actually make your world better. That's where it should be starting. And so for all these women who are out there, who are staying home to raise their kids, who are off on maternity leave, who are off on other things, finances 2024 are tough. There's no doubt about it. Cost of living, inflation, greed, all the things that have gone on. But one of the things that we have missed is that we presume that money will solve all things. And so I'm going to make more money, and then I can pay for better childcare, and then I can pay to put my child in something. And it just blows my mind. And it blows my mind because, you know, people don't necessarily have $1,000 to spend on hockey or football. They don't necessarily have the money to be on a travel team. But somehow they are looked down on if they don't. They need to start to roll over and go, no. There's no shame in saying, no, I don't have the money to do that. There's no shame in saying, no, my child isn't good at math, and I have to work with this kid. My daughter was the biggest pain in the ass to work with for her homework. The tantrums, the whatever she wanted to carry on, you know, getting her caught up to where she should be. She was a tough little crack. She wanted to just dig in there and just bury herself in some crack in the sidewalk and go, you're never moving me. I'm staying right here, and I'm not going to do my homework, and I'm not going to do, and I'm not going to do. And I, you know, again, as a parent, parenting is a selfless job. It is a job without a guarantee of anything other than headaches and expense. But it is a hell of a rewarding job when you look around and you go, huh, my kid's not in jail, and my kid is gainfully employed doing something to move the world forward. Parenting is a job. It's not a pastime. And these women who are home, especially the first few years of a child's life, when it is so important, and I mean so important for this child, but then we have to balance it with good knowledge, good understanding. We can't take our naive brains, our naive understanding, and make it our child's answer. And we can't. I sat at the Toronto Air Show back here a few days ago, listening to a father for half an hour explain the numbering for planes. And And this guy came up with the F-35 should be retired in 35. The F-22 should be retired in 22. That's when the next plane should come out. The F-16. That's right. Without ever understanding that the F-16, it's a product of the late 70s, early 80s. The F-15, it's a product of the 70s. The F-4 Phantom. So again, there's a chronological ordering, but it has nothing to do with the year that they expect them to be retired. And this is where we have this disconnect. We have parents who endlessly want to look like they're a genius, that they know everything. And God knows, I know shit. I do not know much. And when I don't know, I'm very comfortable to say, I don't know. And if you wanted to try to ridicule me or make fun of me for it, I'm going to giggle at you, because you're sure as hell not going to get under my skin. But this is the world that we're living in, where people have this delusion where they go, oh, but I'm special. My child's special. We don't do anything wrong. Seriously, people, those women who are staying home, those dads who are staying home, applaud them, encourage them, support them, give them what the resources are that they need. Build your lifestyle around it. We are so inundated with social media that we have this perception that, oh my God, the world is supposed to be our oyster. We're all supposed to be multimillionaires by the time we're 25. We're supposed to be a billionaire by the time we're 35. We should have a Nobel Peace Prize by the time we're 37. No, folks. No, it doesn't work that way. It truly, truly doesn't work that way. We will work, and we will make strides, and we will push things forward. You know, you're a nurse. You take time off work to raise this child that's driving you crazy. And you look at that child and you go, oh my God, you're teething. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. And you are surrounded by information that says you must be a horrible parent if you can't get your child to go to sleep. I have a nephew who drove his parents crazy because of colic. It was driving around the neighborhood every night to get him to go to sleep, putting his bassinet on a dryer and turning the dryer on for hour after hour after hour. They survived it. Part of the reason why they survived it is because my sister-in-law stayed at home. Stayed at home to raise children who are, all three of them, productive, beautiful, contributing members of society. And why are they beautiful contributing members of society? Because she looked at them honestly for who they were. The honesty of you would just drive me nuts for the sake of doing it. You would just never take anything serious. But again, today, we diminish the responsibility of being a parent, and we diminish the fact that our children are not saints, they are not gods, they are not your best friend, they are not anything other than a gift. A gift to be nurtured, supported, without delusion. And so for somebody to be sitting at home today in 2024 and being upset that somehow they're facing financial catastrophic calamity, when I know the finances do not support it, but they are so determined that their only value is by the label. I am a teacher. I am a nurse. I am a doctor. I am an engineer. I am a pilot. I am a whatever. And if you take that away from me, I lose all of my identity because I lose my paycheck. No. Absolutely not. How do you identify, Rebecca? You have no kids. How do you identify? And so just before you answer that, you know what, folks? Most people are going to go, well, I identify as a he or a she or whatever. Okay, great. Let's get past that. How else do you identify?
As a sound engineer?
How else?
As a personal support worker?
How else?
As a front office support worker.
Okay, so each and every one of those titles is employment.
Yes.
How do I identify? If somebody asked me, Rebecca, what is it that I typically say that I, that I do for a living or that I identify? Dead silence, folks. I'm waiting for the answer.
You chat for a living. Mm-hmm. And you identify as Rick.
How else do I identify?
Oh, let me get this straight. My mind's going blank right now.
Yeah, I know. You're on the spot. Does it start with an H?
High maintenance. Drama queen. Bitch.
There you go, folks. Neither of those have anything to do with how much money I make, how anything else works. That is happiness, folks. I shoot the shit with people for a living. And I'm a high maintenance drama queen bitch. Think about that. That's how I identify. So you want to know where I find my happiness? It's in that. It's not about money. You know, we did a podcast here a few days back about the psychological burden of trying to figure out what our property is worth in 2024 while we chase this market of housing to the bottom. Because there is a property that I do want to purchase up by Goderich. It is available. I don't know how long it will be available. And I want to make this happen. I think it has the potential to do some really good things for Black Sheep Rebranded, for each of us as individuals. I think it's a good thing. And so then psychologically you have to go, okay, how do these numbers work out? Because you have certain things in your head and you have to get past it. And it's the same thing when it comes to, again, identifying. People identify with their paycheck. They don't identify as who they are. So who are you, Rebecca?
I'm a kind old soul.
Absolutely. Bang on. Very much an old soul. And very much kind.
Thank you.
But it's not about having to thank me. It's about the fact that this is just genuinely who you are. But where we want to identify is we want to identify monetarily, money. And we have been chasing that. That song came out in the 80s at a prime time for the world to be going through a social evolution. And that evolution was, we are chasing money and we are chasing status associated with money. Prior to that, what did we do in the 50s, 60s, and 70s? We tried to raise families. We tried to build a life that was sustainable. We tried to do things that actually built connections. And we tried to build respect. That's what we tried to do. We tried to build an underlying respect for humanity, for each other. That's, again, what we tried to do. But today, to hell with all that. And we did a podcast. We talked about the changes in TV shows, the changes in all the things that happened at the time that this song came out. And so now you have people today weren't even born when this song came out, who hear this song and they go, oh yeah, money. That's what she's all about, money. You give me enough money? Oh my word. You know what's wrong with all of this nonsense today? This devaluation of being a parent, this devaluation of what it means to truly be money. We keep lowering the prices on real estate. Because what's it worth? I don't know. It's only worth what somebody's willing to give you for it. Somebody said to me the other day, but that means that you don't live, if you sell it for $900,000, you don't live in $1 million house. I'm like, yeah, and? Well, and they were speechless. And it was just that. And I was like, what does it matter the value of your house that you live in. Warren Buffett still lives in the same house as he's lived in for decades, despite his wealth exponentially going up. What does it matter? But we have become so deluded to believing and honestly thinking that our identity is our wallet. The person that this specifically is aimed at is irrelevant. But I'm going to say this because I want this person to hear my words. I understand your finances and what you think is going to happen in a few weeks because your paycheck will change a little bit. Means nothing compared to what you will give this world in having kids who understand respect, understand that going to school with a gun and solving your problems by fighting or shooting. War has never once, fighting never once, has ever solved a problem, ever. From the time of the Romans and before, not one single thing has ever been solved through war. War has been one person's ego being bruised, causing many millions, if not hundreds of millions, if not billions of people over the centuries to die. Your value to contribute to a human who may go out there and be a scientist, may go out there and be an agricultural technician who comes up with a new way of farming, a new way of raising animals, a new way of growing something. That's incredible. And that is what we need to celebrate. The short term of money. I've made tons of money in my life, folks. I've been on the doorsteps knocking real hard on looking at bankruptcy. Doesn't matter where I've been in that. The fact is, the people, and I talk about them all the time, those campers who camped at my parents' trailer park, that value that they taught me that I am more than a paycheck. I am more than what the amount of money in my checking account or in any other account. What am I? I'm a person who shoots the shit, and I'm a high-maintenance drama queen bitch who loves, and I mean loves, to go, damn, what about this? In my high maintenance way. You're laughing, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
You want to share it?
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you.
So for all those parents, for all those people hold me close, don't ever let me go. Those are the words of Miles Smith. Stargazing is the name of that song. You have value because you are raising the next generation, and that generation needs to understand empathy, kindness, difference. They need to understand that we, as people, are not always going to get along, but we can always live in harmony. And it takes a very strong, beautiful human being to teach that. So, Rebecca?
Yes, Rick?
What is your thoughts?
That is true. So many of us find value in monetary things, and it shouldn't be that way.
We only find value in that.
Yes. And we identify with what we have.
Which is sad.
Very sad.
So, who are you?
I'm a kind old soul.
Who happens to make money doing other things.
Yes.
Who's Sherry?
She's another kind old soul.
She is, absolutely. And both of you drive me absolutely batshit crazy.
Yes.
All right. What am I? High maintenance drama queen bitch, and that's why y'all drive me crazy. That's why the world drives me crazy. Because I am high maintenance. And that's okay, folks. And I happen to make money by shooting the shit with folks and helping them find a better way for their life. So, for Sherry, Rebecca, and myself, we thank you again for tuning in to Black Sheep Rebranded. And y'all go out there and enjoy the rest of your Monday, September 9th. Take care, folks.